Dreamscape presents The Cat of the Baskervilles by Vicky Delaney, narrated by Kim Hicks. Chapter 1. The footsteps of a gigantic hound. More like one small cat, I said. That doesn't quite have the same dramatic impact, Jane replied. I ran the damp mop across the floor. The tiny prints faded and disappeared. Our shop cat went by the name of Moriarty, and although he stayed indoors all the time, I sometimes wondered what he got up to when the store was closed and he was supposedly locked inside. This morning, I'd arrived to find a trail of muddy paw prints that began beneath my desk, crossed the office floor, went down the stairs, wandered through the shop, and ended at the cat bed beneath the centre table. It had rained heavily in the night, but I found no broken windows or doors left ajar, and inside all was warm and dry. I eyed Moriarty, but he was curled up in his bed, with his black nose tucked beneath his tail. As usual, he said nothing and ignored me. I gave the floor one last swipe, and it was pristine once again. "What's got you so excited this morning?" I asked Jane, apart from a visit by the Cat of the Baskervilles. "Who says I'm excited?" She was practically bouncing on her toes. Jane Wilson was a tiny bundle of energy at the best of times.